You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cotruppi. Local State MP Dave Lazell is under fire this morning over the plight of female firefighters at Singleton who have to share the same toilet and shower as their male colleagues. That man himself, Dave Lazell, joins me on Hunter Valley Today. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Good to speak to you.
Likewise. So let me just play you the grab, which I think encapsulates what Rod Roberts is saying this morning.
Now, I heard the minister in that same interview with you say, oh, Dave Lazell's been banging on the door of my office about the Singleton Fire Station. Well, Darren, that's not right. Dave Lazell has been missing in action in relation to this matter. I live in Goulburn. Why are the fireys at Singleton reaching out to a politician from Goulburn? Because Lazell is missing in action. All they get from him is crickets, and they've come to me to try and get some resolution to the problem that they've got.
So, Dave, you were standing next to the minister when she said that to me. Who's right, the minister or Rod Roberts?
Well, Rod Roberts is trying to stir up a hornet's nest here in Singleton, and he can say whatever he likes because he wouldn't have much of a clue, but he likes to get onto this phone and he'll throw it around. The reality is that the station did raise it with me. I was there only a few months ago for the Bravery Awards, and of course I mentioned then to the team that I was desperately trying to get the minister to visit. It's very important to show the minister what the situation is rather than just throw around barbs and statements like we hear from Rod Roberts. It's more important that we talk about the issue because this issue is not just in Singleton. This issue is all over New South Wales. And there is a list of works that have to happen all over New South Wales. And it's a matter of moving Singleton up the priority list and trying to get more attention put onto that station. But, this situation is all over New South Wales. There is a lot of stations to do and, a lot of work for the government to rectify these old stations that have been built a long time ago. We were obviously built in it for a different time when we had a lot more men than women, and now it's a case of just modernising them, and we've got a program of works now allocated, $50 million allocated to modernise all these stations.
Dave, it might seem like you're doing a good job by taking the minister there and getting her there, which, I've got to say is well done to you. But is there much point considering she said to me before she went there to visit with you on the same day that she's not prepared to intervene and she'll leave it to management to sort out?
No, I don't think that's right. I think, the fact that we had a really proactive discussion, and if you want to talk about management, yes, some of the senior management of the fire and rescue were there that day. So I think we had a really good discussion. And these things do take time moving forward. You've got to be able to do them incrementally. We brought the minister along. Management obviously were there. The team were there to discuss some of the issues. We were able to have a look at it with our own eyes and, speak to, the firefighters and what they do and the processes of what they are going through there. And we even sort of looked at some concept ideas of how we could solve the problem, actual drawings and plans for fixing the problem at the station.
So does that mean you're confident it can be bumped up the list?
Well, I'm doing the best I can to bump it up the list, absolutely. That's exactly what's happening at the moment. We've got problems all over the state with our fire stations. There's a huge program of works that needs to happen with them. I certainly want to see Singleton bumped up the list and prioritised.
Yeah, but I'm sorry you didn't answer the question. Are you confident it will be bumped up the list, which is different to you doing everything to get it bumped up the list, if you know what I mean?
Well, all I can do is do everything I can to get it bumped up the list.
Okay. Dave Lazell, thank you very much for responding to that and for fighting for the firefighters. And I suppose, as the old saying goes, time will tell.
Thanks a lot, Darren. Great to speak to you.
Thanks. That's Dave Lazell, the Upper Hunter MP on Hunter Valley Today, 981 2NM.